This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklia Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, 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 it's Who's Talking Monday night. Wahoos are getting excited. Five players have committed to Virginia from the portal. A reported major gift of between $5 million to $7 million for football, and a major gift for women's basketball in the neighborhood of what?
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, my goodness, you're hopeless. All right, I have heard it's over $3 million.
Well, good for them.
Which, that's pretty impressive, and that's Serena Williams' husband who launched Reddit or whatever and made it super profitable.
You know, I keep going back 40 years thinking I should have taken that women's head coach
job. That was
job.
A big mistake.
You know, if I'd known somebody was going to pony up big bucks to go out and buy players, you know, you get players good enough, the coach is irrelevant, you know?
You could have had a garage full of fancy sports cars.
I know. Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood. You know, I hope Noah and Mark Newland and you cheer me up.
Well,
on this, the penultimate show before Christmas. That's a big word for me. Don't ask me to spell
it. I think your wife gave you that word.
But at any rate, yeah, I've been a little down in the doldrums here about the Who's, you know, when it comes to football and basketball. I'm all about women's swimming, and we'll have more on that later in the show. Because
Let me tell you something. Gretchen Walsh is out of her mind.
The Olympic news is all about an Olympian, and she's unbelievable.
Well, she just... I don't know what kind of water or how deep that pool is in Hungary, or, you know, how long the pool is and
25,
all that.
25 meters. I do know that.
Well, apparently turns is where it's at for her.
Well, a 25-meter pool, that turn, it's all about turns. So she's very skilled at it, but just an amazing athlete. So we'll have more about her in the Olympic news later in the show.
All right. Big show tonight. We're excited to have Noah Greenbaum, who's holding right now, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and we also have Mark Newland, Mr. Basketball himself.
Talk a little hoop.
He
needs to encourage me, too. I'm a little down on hoops, too.
Well, we're going to have to send you to a special camp for that. All right.
Hey, Noah, talk to me about you had to be excited, that guy from Clemson kicking the 56-yarder to win the ACC title. Did you have a little thrill up your spine when you saw that go through the uprights?
Hey, guys, I did, of course. I love to see kickers get their day in the sun.
Well, he clearly did.
Well, Will Bettridge needs to watch that video and figure out how he can eventually do that.
He needs to strengthen the leg. I don't think he's very good from 56 out.
He's probably 43 at 44 yards. It's probably his max range.
Yeah, so he needs to have some leg exercises in the off season. Strengthen that leg.
Noah, you need to help him. You need to, like, come out of mothballs and train Will Bettridge.
I don't know. It was funny. I was at the Commanders game 2 weeks ago, and they had a portable goalpost in the parking lot. And so some of my friends had me go kick one. I was about to head to the my own little infirmary tent afterwards.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, if you don't use those muscles, bad things can happen. I want to talk to you about something that's probably more in your wheelhouse. You've been working in finance for how many years now?
Gosh, I guess 15 plus.
Wow. So Canal Capital, y'all have been a fantastic sponsor, and I know you are advising folks with real money. When you heard about the major gift that came down the pike, and we have since learned from Kevin Miller of the VAF that the gift is spread out over 2 years, but the majority of the money has already been paid. He would not tell us what percentage went to the VAF and which percentage of the gift went to CAV Futures, our NIL collective, but it's a huge shot in the arm at the right time, and it's helping Coach Tony Elliott and his staff, who are out there beating the bushes like you wouldn't believe it, making offers left and right and, you know, getting their foot in the door with a lot of players. I know Virginia's made 20-some offers, and they've gotten five players to commit. They've gotten Daniel Kalen, a quarterback from Nebraska, who is 6'3", 185. We've gotten defensive back Jason Prevard, a safety in Devin Neal from Louisville. They've gotten a defensive tackle, Jacob Holmes, 6'3", 300 from Fresno State. And today they got a quarterback, Chandler Morris, from North Texas, and that's a player that Tony Elliott knew when he was a young man, and it's exciting that he can come to Virginia because this year he threw for over 3,500 yards and 31 touchdowns. And that sounds like a player that can help Virginia. But let's talk about the money for a second. You deal with money all day long. Tell us what you think the ramifications could be, and isn't this basically like a big challenge gift to other major donors that support UVA?
Yep. No, absolutely, and I think that's the big thing there. And you know, this has been something that you know I've talked to Cavalier Futures. I've hosted a bunch of events at my office, trying to drum up as much interest. And it's not just drumming up interest; it's also trying to educate everybody exactly what NIL is and what it means. And I think Virginia has been going about it the right way, looking to build something that's sustainable, unlike a lot of universities out there. But the thing that was lacking was sort of the excitement and the initial big gift that I think, you know, would really help take the momentum to get more people to start to, you know, put some dollars in. And I think this is what this really does, is it helps us be a big player this year, next year, and then hopefully if you see sort of the fruits of what can be with this, it'll encourage more people to give.
Well, I would say that for Tony Elliott and his staff, Des Kitchen, the offensive coordinator, and John Rudzinski, the defensive coordinator, the future is now. And Terry Heffernan, the offensive line coach, is probably busting his keister right now trying to convince some of these linemen in the portal that now we have money in the NIL kitty and we can make it worthwhile to you. We just don't throw it at you right away, but you can earn it. Let's get you on grounds. Let's get you acclimated, and let's get you in that game. And
yeah,
Heffernan, having coached the NFL, knows a little bit about line play. This, as far as I'm concerned, for Elliott, everything to this point has been a learning experience. But right now, I think he's on the clock. He knows he's on the clock. His staff knows they're on the clock. And they can't just sort of hope and pray and wish. They got to go get the players. They got to fill in the gaps. They've got to convince the kids that didn't go in the portal that this is going to be their year and that 7-8 wins is possible if they all put their nose to the grindstone and make it happen.
No, I mean, I think this is the learning experience for everybody, right? And, you know, you saw that some people don't want to learn and adapt, and unfortunately that's kind of what's happened with our basketball program. And you saw it today with Dave Clawson stepping down at Wake Forest for, you know, similar reasons. And so, you know, I think Tony has done a good job of adapting and figuring out what he needs to do. And I think that now we've got a university that's going to support him with this. I think the real question, as you said, moving forward is, you know, was it a personnel issue, which, you know, it most likely has been, or was it a schematic issue? And I think if we get these players like we think we're going to get, we're going to find out real quick which one it was.
Well, it's a little bit of both, no doubt. I mean, you know, I'm sorry to see Calandria go, but this kid Chandler Morris,
he sounds pretty good.
He's the real deal. We only have him for a year, but at least we have him for a year. And Daniel Kalen is a very promising quarterback from Nebraska by way of a couple places where we already had relationships and we actually recruited him way back when. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But no question, Virginia's got to get some offensive linemen. And I don't mean
right.
I don't mean next year. I mean right now. You know, it's too late if they come. It's going to be too late if they arrive after spring ball. They need them now.
Right.
They got to get them into the school. They got to get them acclimated. And they got to get them settled. And they got to get them comfortable with the weight training team and the rest of the personnel at Virginia. And
now, does that go back to the transfer portal? Or are we in a position where guys can come in mid-year?
Well, you got to get them now. I mean, they're in the portal now.
Right. I know, but well, I mean, can they enroll in school in
yes.
January?
And that's, yes.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the hindrance, right? I think for Virginia right now is just, you know, some of the transfer and academic hurdles that we've got to deal with that no other AC school has to deal with. And I know there was a closed door Board of Visitors session to talk about some of these things, and we'll see, you know, what sort of movement that, you know, we can make or what sort of standards we can ease, but also, you know, keeping up the integrity of the university. And I think we can do that. And the last thing I'll say too, I think that's very important, is, and it's the first thing that Bill Belichick did when he got the job at UNC, was hire a GM. He hired Mike Lombardi to help manage the roster so he can go out and coach, because that is a full-time job. And I think that's one of the things, they've done a great job, I think, with these early transfer additions, and so maybe they've got somebody in that position, but I think that's somebody that Tony Elliott really needs to consider having on his staff.
Well, UVA, I've been told through a couple of sources, has hired someone, but the title is not GM, and it's actually a man that worked in NASCAR for some successful race teams, and he is in charge of personnel, and it's being titled as director of personnel. And so it's going to be interesting, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I like that, because I think they're thinking out of the box, and they've gone to found someone that's a proven commodity and has worked in a very competitive world. I mean, you know, NASCAR is nuts.
Yeah, and I think more and more schools are moving in this direction, and it takes some of the pressure off the coaching staff, because admittedly, these football coaches, this is not their forte. This is not what they've been trained to do, is manage money and personnel. They're trained to coach football players. So if they could get somebody else to handle the business aspect of it, it would certainly be very helpful.
Absolutely. And, you know, from the low point of the Tech game was probably one of my lowest points as a player and fan, to, you know, getting the gift and getting some of these splash portal transfers and hopefully getting a few more. I think that hopefully this excitement carries on and it can kind of continue into the season and we finally get some fans back in the stands as well, because I think that's the other big thing that's lacking, is just overall excitement and enthusiasm around the program.
Well, it's a big deal. We just got some great news. Bobby Call just texted me and said that he's going to be on next week's show. We're going to have a special
Christmas
edition on the 23rd.
Now, he is bringing presents, I hope. You know,
well,
he's not coming in empty-handed.
He said he would take care of me. He said he's not so sure about Hobo.
That's about typical of the way things go around here.
I'm just kidding.
At least Noah doesn't forget me. I'm sure my card is in the mail along with a check enclosed.
No, unfortunately, Hobo, that didn't happen either. So, Noah, let me ask you this. We've got about 2 minutes left before we go to break. Talk about your three biggest things that you'd like to see improved for the Virginia football team as we head into this break.
The biggest thing for me is depth in the roster, and I think that's what took us from a 4-1 team to finishing 5-7. We just had so many injuries and nobody really to come behind that. And I think the second part is the offensive line. you know, just to be able to give our potential pro-style quarterback the time to be able to see things develop. And I think the last thing, hopefully, is fans back in the stands. I mean, again, if we can keep getting these, you know, good portal additions, we keep seeing money put into the program, and we start fast out of the gates with these new pieces in place, hopefully that'll bring some enthusiasm back to Charlottesville.
I couldn't agree more, and I like your attitude. Always have. Anyway, we have always appreciated your support and that of Canal Capital, and we wish you the best Christmas possible, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Noah.
I appreciate it, guys. Y'all too.
Have a great holiday.
Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, we're headed to break. Come back on the other side. We got Dr. Boyd Rawls and Ortho Virginia with the injury report. Stay with us. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing limit.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
back. Who's talking on this December 16th evening? Glad you have joined us. We thank Noah Greenbaum, and obviously looking forward to a little basketball discussion in the second half hour with former player and coach Mark Newland. But right now, we have a friend of the program and great ortho hand wrist doctor, Boyd Rawls. Boyd, Merry Christmas to you, sir, and thanks for calling in.
Merry Christmas to y'all, too. Appreciate
Boyd,
you having me.
How's it going, big guy?
It's good. Everything is good. Very wonderful time of year.
A lot Boyd, I want to thank you for your generosity. The big gift that your family made to UVA was much appreciated.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the year, don't forget the Hobgood Foundation. You know, always willing to accept gifts.
Hey, listen, I'm the one really holding the tin cup while he stands over in the shadows. But, you know.
Hey, we were looking like crazy for a hand wrist injury, but we have a lot of collarbone, ankle, and foot. So we can't.
Yeah.
But you went to med school, you studied all these things. But
let's talk Christian Bliss.
There you are.
Point guard.
What the heck is going on with him? We've asked your colleagues, too. He apparently has some foot, and I think it's probably a bone fracture.
They operated on it last year.
And why is he still out? Can you go over there and help out the UVA medical
orthopedic
staff?
Team. They must be really incompetent.
They must be. I don't know. Well, you know, I drank the Kool-Aid for 6 years, so. I don't know what's going on. There's certainly a number of things that can go on around the foot that, you know, even when they're kind of healed up, can be problematic and, you know, kind of keep you from coming back. But I don't know if there's any more information out there.
Now, is it susceptible to re-injury, something like that? If I don't know what kind of fracture he might have had, but, you know, there are so many bones in the foot, as you well know. You know better than I do, but there's a lot of possibilities.
Tarsals. A lot of tarsals.
Yeah, a lot of toes, but it's probably more in the foot, I would think.
They got metatarsals. They got megatarsals.
I'm not sure.
It does seem like he's been out a long time with this, whatever this going on. Because he redshirted last year. When did he have the surgery?
He had the surgery last year. Then he redshirted last season. He ain't played a lick so far this year. I'm starting to get a little hacked off.
The foot's complicated. I mean, it's, you know, they're you know, even like a simple ankle fracture, it doesn't sound like that's what he had, but, you know, something like that, you can have, you know, tendon problems and everything else that kind of go along with it. Those tend to be kind of the lingering things once the, you know, the bone kind of heals up.
Well, let me ask you this, too. You know, Day-Day Ames got hurt in the SMU game, which at this point on Wednesday night, it'll be about a week and a half. So it'll be interesting to see if he comes back. If it was just a minor little strain or whatever, is he possibly going to be able to play on Wednesday night against Memphis?
He's playing.
He is?
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
Hopefully he is.
You
know what
he told Ethan Saliba? He said, shoot me up just like Hobgood.
That's right. You know, pull out the needle and get me in there.
He said, get me in there. I want to play. Yeah. You know, he's a tough kid. I bet you he's out there. He also knows that Andrew Rohde is not a point guard, and Rohde's doing the best he can, but he's 6'6".
You know, Boyd can speak to the benefit of cortisone and Novocaine, which I used to get from Doc McHugh.
You believe in that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the few drugs that we believe in.
You know,
does wonder. I gave Hobbo got a shot from me not too long ago.
I know, in the wrist. And it worked.
You know what? Linda says it was the worst thing that ever happened.
So anybody that has any kind of issue, carpal tunnel or whatever you got, go to see Boyd and he'll fix you right up.
He'll give you a shot. Hey, Boyd. All right, let's talk about these feet and ankles. With all the technology that has been going into the shoes and the braces and everything they've learned about taping up, because today, if you watch them tape up a player, it's a whole lot more fancy and sophisticated than what I got taped up at St. Christopher's. What is the problem? Why are so many guys still having these injuries? I just right?
I don't know. I think part of it's we're probably recognizing more of them. You know, hearing about more of them. But I mean, I guess. You know, a lot of this taping stuff is kind of after the fact and sort of trying to get guys back to play, you know, to recover from some of these injuries. And, I don't know. I mean, the taping and bracing and all that stuff is always a balance, too. I mean, you don't want to overdo it and kind of, you know, decondition someone and, you know, make it tough to, you know, get back to 100% kind of normal and not having to rely on any kind of, you know, orthosis or, you know, heavy taping or anything like that. But
I don't know. In my day, taping was not an option. The coaches told you were going to have your ankles taped, but it was more of a preventative type thing. So yeah. back in my day, the coach was the king. You know, you didn't argue right. with the coach. Now players probably have negotiations with the coach.
Coach Gibson told Hubba many times, would you please get back on defense just once?
Well, he did have to say that. I must admit.
We're just kidding, Linda. All right, we got 1 minute. Boyd, how's everybody in your practice? Is everything going well?
Everything's going well, yeah. We just opened a new building, moved in September, I guess, out at Westchester Crossing.
Oh, nice.
Which has been nice, yeah. We got a lot of doctors out there, and you know, it's a nice facility if any of the listeners want to come visit us.
Now, are you out there as well part of the time?
I am, yeah. I'm there most of the time, really.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. Listen, we want to thank you in Ortho Virginia, as always. We hope you and your family have a fantastic Christmas, and make sure you tune in next Monday night at 6 o'clock because we'll do a shout-out to you and everybody at Ortho Virginia.
Thank you, Boyd. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right, we had to break. Coming up on the other side is Mr. Nice Guy himself, Mark Newland. We'll have a serious hoops discussion. Hopefully, Hubba will not jump off the top of the building. All right, stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner, Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, friends.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Third segment tonight, and we have none other than Mark Newlin, who played on the ACC Championship team in 1976. How about that, Hobbo?
Yeah, he was, you know, what's hard to believe is that's almost 50 years ago.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Mark, does that break your heart to think it was almost 50 years ago? At least 48 years ago or something like that.
Yes, thanks for reminding me, Jim. Thanks for that.
Well, hey, here's the worst part. I played before you did.
Yeah. You know,
good
what?
Point.
You know what? Jim played so far back in the past that the basketballs had leather laces on.
Absolutely,
it.
And with peach baskets.
Yes, you and know, they shot at the peach basket.
Hey, Mark, here's the deal. You got to talk Hobbo off the ledge. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about football, but I'm concerned about basketball as well. Did you see any of the Bethune-Cookman game, especially the first half?
I did see the first half of that game.
Now, was that the ugliest college basketball game you've ever witnessed or not?
At that point.
Yes.
Well, I think probably James Naismith, the first time he put those baskets up and he had those kids running around the gym, I don't know that game was any better than that first game that James Naismith had.
The challenge, well, we started 1-for-15 from the field, which is...
Boy, that's mind-numbing.
Unbelievable. And about 10 minutes into the game, we had more turnovers than we had points, which was also pretty ugly. You know, the second half did get a little better, but here, let me ask...
Come on, hold on. The second half was delightful after they were 4 minutes in. Whatever Sanchez and Williford said,
it was beyond 4 minutes because it was still 37-34 with like 11 or 12 minutes to go. And that's when we only gave up 4 points in the last 10 minutes or so.
Well, Rhodey threw the alley-oop on the inbounds pass
with 0.8 seconds. Yeah.
And that was a remarkable play. Wasn't that Sanders that slammed that?
Yeah, that's one reason back in the day when I played, we always played a zone defense against inbounds play against under our basket to prevent that type of thing from happening. So it wasn't the best coaching job by Reggie Theus, I think, is the coach.
Yeah,
of the
you know, did he, I that's looked right. him up. Reggie Theus played a long time ago.
A long time ago, but he was pretty good, back in the day. But all right, Mark, here's my starting lineup. You ready for this?
Okay.
Kofi, Sanders, Day-Day Ames, if he's able to go, McNeely, and Sharma. I'm ready to put the freshmen out there in the starting lineup and let them grow. What do you think about that?
I kind of like that, Jim. I think that's a good lineup. They're going to get their time anyway, whether they start or not. But, you know, I think it's probably good, you know, for Rhodey and Buchanan coming off the bench, give them a little incentive to get in there and provide a little spark. And then, of course, Murray, I've always liked Murray, just his hustle, his overall team play. You know, he's one of those glue guys that just gives it all out. So, you know, and if we can get power involved a little bit more, you know, there's a good core of guys there that, you know, we're young, we have transfers, we're trying to learn to play together. It doesn't surprise me that we've struggled some, and especially against the better teams the early season. I shouldn't surprise any of us, really, just because you're trying to build some team unity and you got new components to that. So I don't think Virginia fans should be discouraged at this point. I think we, you know, it's going to take some time. We need to have some patience. But that starting lineup, I would be fine with that.
I like putting five guys on the floor that can all score. You know, the Rhodey, for whatever reason, generally doesn't
but
look.
But he's been playing better.
He's been playing better.
I'm not down on him. Blake Buchanan is killing me.
Well, Rhodey,
I mean, he's old cement brick hands. I mean, I have.
All right, Rhodey did have 8 points the other day against Bethune-Cookman.
So Tane Murray didn't score.
Now, Tane Murray, he had the collar. You know, Tane Murray is a very nice role player, and he doesn't make mistakes. He understands the defense. He understands the system. But I just think, you know, in college, particularly against quality teams, and we're playing Memphis Wednesday night, and they're coming off an overtime victory over Clemson in Little John. So,
by the way, I saw some of that. Memphis can play basketball.
They got some real men.
You know, what he did was Hardaway got rid of everybody from last year and got a whole new team.
Well, he must have done it well because they're pretty good. So we got a tough challenge on Wednesday night.
We do.
How do you break down that game Wednesday night, Mark?
Well, there's so many little things we need to improve on, and any one of them wouldn't be a problem if it was the only thing. But we certainly the things that I think we need really work on. We need to control the ball a little bit better, not a little bit better, a lot better. We're turning it over way too much. We need to provide. Prize each possession is important. And if we can, you know, I think we do have the shooters. We just need to knock a few of those shots down. The biggest thing that is going to be a struggle for us is on the boards. And we've been giving up too many second shots. And, you know, the pack-on defense is good, but is decent. Not like in years past, but I think if we you just got to, those little things, you know, be able to box out, and not just box out, but the next step, we box out well, but the next step after you box out, somebody's got to go grab the rebound. So it's those things,
Yeah, Frank's upset about that.
You know,
he wants somebody that really values the basketball and go gets that board.
You know what? Hubbo used to make an interesting comment all the time when I'd bring up rebounding. and that is the defensive possession does not end until you get the ball in your hands. Virginia, three guys might box out beautifully, but some clown on the perimeter allows his man to get around him and go get the ball. Virginia has got to rebound as a team. And that means all five dudes. And I would tell them flat out, if you don't rebound, you're coming off the court. It's one thing not to close out on shooters. It's another thing to be beaten off the dribble. It's another thing entirely not to block out your on your man, box him out, and go get the stupid ball. It is desire.
You got to want it.
You're right, Frank. It's not height. It's not who has the tallest team. It's, you know, certainly position and boxing out, but it is. I remember drills. Jim, you probably did some of these drills as well. I mean, we would do our box-out drills, and sometimes the ball would get, you know, no one could secure it on the, because everybody's going after it, and it would go out of bounds. It would go into the bleachers, and the game was you got 1 point, first team to five. You got 1 point for every time you secured the ball, whether it was still on the court, or whether it was in the third row of University Hall. And so you had guys flying everywhere to go, you know, diving on the floor, and it was like an all-out effort.
Well, the thing I liked about when you got the defensive rebound, then you got to play offense. And I much prefer playing offense.
Hobo loved being on offense. Hey, Mark, let me ask you this.
Do like you do, Hobo. You should be – you want to play offense.
Let's talk about the offense for a minute. When Ames is on the court, the ball moves around much better, and the team does touch the paint, and the team does get better shots, and McNeely gets involved. When Ames is off the court, I've noticed McNeely might as well go in a closet somewhere and take a nap.
Well, the problem with McNeely is he can't create his own shot. So
That's not really his thing, is it?
He's got to spot up. But you're right, Day-Day Ames... he's critical, and I mean, it's really going to be important, and I think you would agree with this, Mark, that if Virginia's going to have any chance on Wednesday night, he's going to have to be out on the floor.
And somebody needs to sneak over there and grab Christian Bliss and give him a shot in his leg and say, kid, suck it up.
Yeah, because we could use him as
well. We need him.
I think he's more of a natural point guard. But, you know, Rohde and McNeely are doing the best they can, along with Tane Murray. But Day-Day Ames is probably, with Worley gone, Ames is probably the only true point guard we've got.
Yeah, and that's been tough because we've become a jump shooting team. We're not a lot of drives to the basket, and not a lot of guys that creating their own individual moves. And so that's when we struggle, when we, you know, we have the shooters, but they're nights when it's not going in, and so we become static and we miss our shots, and next thing you know, we go through those droughts of missing 4, 5, 6 shots in a row, maybe more, and then that becomes wears on you because now you got to go to the other end and play defense. And
well, you remember my theory always was when you're hot, keep shooting, and when you're cold, shoot till you're hot.
You know. Hey, you know what?
That's good.
Trust me, Parkhill has complained about that many times on the air. You know. Hey, Mark, we got about 3 minutes here. Let's talk about the coaching staff. There's no Tony Bennett to come up with a miracle. You know, he can't pull a rabbit out of his hat like he used to. So you got Williford and Soderberg and Luther Vandross, his nephew, and you know, I'm sure Ron Sanchez is looking around saying, Where's Tony?
Well, so, we're all saying that.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Between now and Wednesday and really here till the beginning of the new year, what do they have to do? If there were three things that they could correct and improve upon, what should they be?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm sure Coach Sanchez and the coaching meetings they're trying to figure that out too. You know, certainly we again prize every possession. We've a little soft on some of our turnovers, and we got to realize how important it is to get a good shot every time. You know, we may not make it, but you got to at least have the opportunity to throw it up there. And so, got to take care of the ball. Certainly, we just need to be in rhythm to go ahead and knock some of those shots down. I think some guys are a little hesitant. I think once, like you say, Ames can penetrate and kick it out, and there's a little bit more movement, guys will be in the flow shooting. So we have shooters. They just need to – we got to make a few shots.
You know,
right?
Mark, the one thing I've noticed on the turnovers, and you were a coach – you know, we always talked about passing angles. You know, sometimes I think they're just taking a bad angle to try to make the entry pass, and as a result, they're making some of these forced turn or unforced turnovers. You know, I think you'd probably say rebounding needs to get a little better, and even on the defensive end. You know, I think that's one area where we miss Coach Bennett. You know, the defense, and I'm sure Coach Sanchez and the staff are working hard. But I think Tony had a way of teaching that pack line defense probably better than anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think we need to be discouraged. I think we're going to get better. We're going to it's going to be a challenge, but there's enough talent there to, when we all play together, cut down turnovers, hit a few shots, and don't give up second shots.
Hey, Mark, next thing. We appreciate you joining us. We'll look forward to having you back as the season unfolds, and Merry Christmas to you, and we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be back with the Olympic news and maybe take a look at the college football playoffs. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Franklin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
And there are the Eagles, Hotel California. Hard not to like that. It's an amazing song. Still has legs all these decades later. It still is one of
Where
my favorites.
Where was the Hotel California? What
you
part
know,
of the state?
I think it was a fictitious thing, but you could check in, but you could never leave. Which is, unfortunately for me, the nightmare I have here at Who's Talking with Hopkins.
You hope it is a nice hotel if you could never get out.
All right. I don't know what we've been drinking tonight, but everybody's happy.
Not as much as next week. We're going to have a party here.
Mark
next week
needs to drink. What?
And speaking of next week, we got Dr. O in person, and we got Dr. Call in
and
person,
and possibly Billy McMullen.
It's going to be a real party next week.
Yeah, that's right. How about let's talk about our good friends at Fridays who sponsor the Olympic Report. Anyhow, Fridays is fantastic. I will tell you, if you have not taken advantage of like their Caesar salads with the grilled shrimp, you're crazy. It's delicious. Whiskey glazed traditional and boneless wings are off the chart. Their dumplings are righteous. Their hamburgers are arguably the best burgers in town.
Yeah.
And they have ribs. Ribs are killer.
And their beverages.
Oh. Well, see, Hobo loves happy hour. And
yes.
They have a saying there, it's always happy hour when you're at Fridays.
I think we may have a happy hour right here in the studio next week. But, you know, the Olympic news is about an Olympian that we talked about earlier in the show, Gretchen Walsh, who is still on the UVA swim team.
And former UVA graduate Kate Douglas.
Right. They're both sensational, but Virginia women will probably win their 5th consecutive national title this coming spring. But Gretchen, and this is unbelievable, she has 9 individual and 2 relay world records. So that's just beyond,
it's
mind-boggling.
You know what? That's like the ultimate career. But last week she was a part of 10 gold medals.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, 10 world records. Pardon me. 10 world records in 1 week. I don't even know, how do you even process that?
No, that's sensational. And she's a great athlete.
Former UVA alumnus Kate Douglas was a part of that.
Athlete of the year at UVA. She probably was last year, too, but she may be again.
I wonder if she'd like to be athletic director.
Well, we probably won't go there right now. But
oh, why not?
The job may be open. You never know.
All right.
Hey, how about the college football playoffs? Since you're Mr. Football around here,
I am Mr. Football.
We'll just go down the 4 games this weekend in the order that they will occur. The first will be Friday night in South Bend. I think it might snow.
8 o'clock game.
It might snow in
South
Bend on Friday. It certainly will be chilly. But Notre Dame versus Indiana, will that game be competitive?
I think the first half could be competitive because Indiana's had a historic season. You can't begin to even process it if you're an alumnus of Indiana.
I think it's probably the best football season they've ever had.
Maybe in 40 or 50 years.
I mean, they've won 11 games, I think.
You could make the argument. Unfortunately, they're going up against a loaded Irish team that Notre Dame is putting on the field that's been in the top 10 all season, basically. The Irish are favored by 8.5 points. I think the Irish cover, and it's simply down to this. Riley Leonard, the quarterback for Notre Dame, is very experienced, smart, and he can run and throw. He won't take any risky chances. The offensive line for Notre Dame is all going to the NFL. They're big, they're powerful, and they're good. Notre Dame's front seven on defense is more than Indiana can handle. This just is a question of the trenches are too much.
The winner of that game will get Georgia on January 1st in the Sugar Bowl. The next game will be noon Saturday, Happy Valley, the ACC team, SMU playing Penn State.
SMU is going to surprise Penn State with how fast they are. The quarterback for SMU has now gotten some postseason experience playing in the ACC championship game. And as that game went on, you might have noticed he gained confidence. I'm expecting SMU to go into Happy Valley up there in Pennsylvania. And even though they are an 8.5-point underdog, they will beat that spread. And if they don't beat Penn State, it'll be a nail-biter, and Penn State will have to kick a field goal.
Well, Penn State, the winner of that game gets Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. Another ACC, Clemson, the 12 seed, goes to Austin to play the Texas Longhorns.
This is the game I expect Clemson to give Texas fits. Texas favored by 10.5. I'd take the damn points and go wild with that. Texas is not ready for how well-coached and prepared Clemson will be. The Longhorns are in for a tussle, and they've proven when they've gotten into close games, they can lose.
And the winner that game gets Arizona State in the Peach Bowl on January 1st. Last game, the Saturday night game, Ohio State at the Horseshoe plays Tennessee. Should be a great game, I think.
Ohio State is favored by 7. This is the hardest game to handicap. I expect Tennessee to play very well. They've got Lamaleva, quarterback, the $2 million a year man with NIL big money. Tennessee can play. And if that quarterback can start that game and complete some balls, look out.
I think of the four games, this one might be the upset.
This might be an upset.
Tennessee's played a very aggressive schedule in the Southeastern Conference. But Ohio State, coming off the Michigan loss, you know they're going to want to play. But the winner of that game gets the top seed, Oregon, in the Rose Bowl on January 1st. Don't forget, next week we got Dr. Rowe, we got Bobby Call, maybe Billy McMullen in studio, the Christmas edition of Who's Talking. So make sure you join us regular time, 6 o'clock next Monday, December 23rd.
UVA plays Memphis on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Go Cavs. And we thank you for listening. It's been another fun show here in studio.
Who's Talking? Go Hoos. We'll talk to you next Monday at 6.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.